And this evening we are talking growing up in the Forest of Dean and aspirations, if you have done so as well. Will you be going off to university? If you are, will you come back? What about housing? What about jobs? What about arts and culture as well? Well, luckily, Joe Durrant has been at an event in Cheltenham, which is sort of linked in with this. Joe, just for those people who just joined us, just quickly explain what the event's all about again and tell me about the people you've been speaking to this evening.
So the event is at Hardwick Gallery, which is part of the University of Gloucestershire. It's a private view of photographs by a photographer called Jean Moore, who did a collaboration in the 1960s with a writer called John Berger. That was a book that was based in St Breville's, following a doctor in St Breville's and his patients. And many of the photographs in the exhibition are of the patients. Some of them are still alive. And we've also had some great behind-the-scenes photos as well, almost a documentary in itself, of how John Berger and Jean Moore brought this project together. These photographs have come over from Switzerland. They're here for a few weeks in Cheltenham, and then they'll be on display in St Breville's, which was the location for this project. So a group of students from Five Acres School have come over this evening as part of a number of people who've come to see the exhibition. There's also a discussion going on this evening as well about the exhibition and what this kind of meant for the forest. And I had a chat with the students because I was keen to know about their aspirations for the future, what they think about arts and culture, particularly in the Forest of Dean. And I began by asking them what their plans are for the immediate future.
I'm Jared.
I'm Callum.
I'm Jack.
I'm Rosie.
And I'm Luke.
And you're all from Five Acres School?
Yeah. Yes.
So we're talking today about your plans for the future. So let's go around to each of you. What are you thinking about kind of post-school, what you might do?
A-levels, definitely. Yeah.
And will that be in the forest?
Possibly. I'm not sure.
And beyond that, are you thinking about university?
Definitely, yeah.
What do you think you'll study?
Law.
What about you?
I'm going on to an apprenticeship in Coalford. So I'm looking to go into joinery itself, into a trade. Mm-hmm. So university isn't one of my options for the future, but I'm looking to stay around the Forest of Dean.
Yeah, I'm going to do A-levels, but probably in Gloucester, so out of the forest, but I'm obviously still going to live there. And probably university after, but I'm not really sure what to do yet.
I'll be taking A-levels possibly in Gloucester as well, and then I really hope to go on to university, hopefully a Russell Group university after that, and partially move away from the forest, I guess, but then maybe move back afterwards.
Yeah, I'll probably be going on to sit form as well, probably outside the forest. But in terms of university, I'd definitely go to one of the Russell Group universities, hopefully, and then probably move away from the forest long term, and then maybe come back, because I do quite like it.
Okay, so a few of you have said you will look to maybe do A-levels outside of the forest. Why is that?
Well, just because there isn't much A-level provision within the forest. They've just opened up a new sit form with Dean Magna, which is an option for myself, but there are a lot of grammar schools that we could go to. So that's definitely been an option for all of us, a really good one.
What about you? You said you might be moving out of the forest to do A-levels.
Yes, so I'm looking at the grammar schools in Gloucester and things like Sir Tommy Rich's school. Just because there's nowhere in the forest for me personally, that, like Luke said, there is the Dean Magna sixth form, but it's just not an option for me because it's just opening and I want to go to sort of an established A-level provider.
So let's look about maybe a bit further on to the future and in terms of jobs and housing. Do you think that you may stay on and live in the forest?
No.
And what's the reason why?
I dislike it.
Okay, so can you elaborate on that? What do you dislike about it?
Oh, it's just... there's nothing to do, really. It's all just a bit boring.
Nothing to do? Okay. Mm. Why do you say there's nothing to do?
I'm more interested in kind of the more academic pursuits, and there's nothing kind of that provides that around in the forest.
Do any of you disagree with this view?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I feel that there's quite a few opportunities in the Forest of Dean. I think we're quite lucky to be in a surrounding that we are. With the woodland, I think is sometimes more opportunities than those that are in the city.
So are you going to stay in the Forest of Dean?
Yeah, I'm looking to stop in the Forest of Dean.
And so how do you feel then about kind of housing and job opportunities?
I think housing's on the up for the Forest of Dean. I think there's a lot of greenfield sites that could be developed. Maybe not so much that could be sites in a city, but I think if you're looking to stop in the Forest of Dean, you're more than welcome to stay.
So having heard that, does that sort of make you think, actually there is some good things to say about it?
Well, I didn't say that there's nothing good about the Forest. I just said that there's nothing personally that fits me. I much prefer a city life, I'd think.
Okay, so what about the rest of you then? Kind of post maybe when you've done further studies, are you thinking you may come back to live in the Forest of Dean and work there?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good place to bring up a family, if anything, because it's, well, it's different to a city. It's a bit more quiet. It's a countryside environment which not everyone has experienced or will experience, and there's still opportunities here, even though it's not, I may not have the same opportunities that a city has. It definitely has the same potential.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm not sure if I'd move back. I think it depends on whatever job I do, but it is certainly an amazing place, and I'm very grateful for the surroundings, because many people just don't experience the amazing woodland. I literally wake up and see a wood outside my house. Not many people get to do that, and I think it's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, I think probably I'll look to move away from the Forest, and I agree with Jack in the sense that I think it's a really good place to raise a family, and I think I'd be totally comfortable coming back in the future. But I think long term, I think there are probably better opportunities for me personally. Sort of going down more academic routes, probably fall outside the Forest, but I definitely look to come back to raise a family.
And finally, we're at a photography exhibition here at Hardwick Campus at the University of Gloucestershire. Do you feel that there is enough provision for younger people in terms of arts and culture?
Oh, no, I'm not really sure. I don't really like arts and culture that much, so I don't really pay attention to that in my area.
Have you had a chance to have a look at the exhibition yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. What are your expectations of what you might be seeing today?
Photographs.
Right. Anything more than that?
Not really, no.
Okay. What about the rest of you then? What do you sort of feel about, the provision of arts and culture for younger people?
I think it means that we're not in a city. There's not so much expectation for the arts and drama. But those that do want to do it, I think the opportunity is there in sixth forms and educational providers. But those outside hobbies, I think, is very limited.
Yeah, I think it is a bit limited. A lot of people have to travel into Gloucester and Cheltenham and Bristol if they do want to, venture further into a culture or art. But there is availability for it. You just have to look for it and find it.
I certainly think arts and culture is being improved for young people, but I think it's proved in the fact that we've had to come to Cheltenham to see this exhibition to sort of show that really there's not a lot for younger people. There may be things like drama clubs, but there's not sort of a higher level of the arts and culture in the Forest of Dean, so I think it would be really important to sort of develop that further.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that within the Forest it's improving, but I don't think it's quite at the level it could be. But I think that outside the Forest there are quite a lot of opportunities that people, if you've got that motivation, I don't think it's necessarily a great issue to go outside the Forest. But I think there's definitely room for improvement, but it is improving.
I know this exhibition is going to be in St Breville's at the end of March, so that's, I guess, a positive step in the right direction, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you all for your time and enjoy the exhibition.
We will.
Thank you.
Some of those voices, some of those stories, Joe. It sounds like you've had a real range of opinions this evening.
Yeah, it was really interesting, actually, to kind of talk to some of those students, and you heard one of them say he really doesn't think there's an awful lot in the Forest for him. And I said, well, come on, there must be people here that have an alternative view to that. And one of them said, yeah, actually, I disagree. There's a huge amount going on in the Forest of Dean. And what's very interesting in terms of the, Reading the Forest, who I've been doing lots with, is in, that's about celebrating the literary heritage of the Forest. But it can be very easy to look backwards, can't it, and say, yes, all these great people have gone before us. But how do you then use that to kind of inspire people for the future and say, you don't necessarily have to go far away. There are people, the likes of Dennis Potter, for example, who I'll be exploring in my series in a few months' time, came from right here in the Forest of Dean, although many of those people did, of course, move away, and that was certainly the feeling I was getting from some of those students. So it's been great to have a chat with them this evening, and in terms of the exhibition that's going on here, as I say, it's on until the 29th of March at the Hardwick Gallery, A Fortunate Man, the Photographs of Jean Moore, who was part of this collaboration with John Berger in St Breville's in the 1960s. Then there's an opportunity at the end of March to see the exhibition in St Breville's in the Forest of Dean at the Assembly Rooms, and I'll be featuring this on my show in a couple of weeks' time on Joe Derrick's Beautiful Universe. So if you are interested in finding out more about the exhibition, make sure you tune in then.